Next, I'm choosing Herman. Just read first 1, 2, 3. Herman.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة.
Yeah, thank you so much. Next, I'm choosing Zaina Afia, 4 to 6.
Yes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية.
ما شاء الله. Very good, Zaina Afia. Next, 7 to 11, Abir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه صدق الله العظيم.
Great. Okay, now we will start new surah, Surah Al-Qadr. And I hope everybody will learn and memorize it. So read after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إنا
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
Okay, when I finish, then you guys start reading. Okay, repeat after I finish. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها.
تنزل
الملائكة والروح فيها.
بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
بإذن ربهم.
سلام هي حتى.
سلام هي حتى
مطلع الفجر.
مطلع الفجر.
صدق الله العظيم. Now I will read and you must all listen quietly. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وما كما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم. Okay. Who wants to read it now?
Maman Kulsum.
Okay. The one who did not get chance before, I want new people.
Sir.
Yes, tell me.
Sir, I'm Kulsum. I know this surah.
Okay, Kulsum, you read it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahu rahmanir rahim. Inna anzalnahu laylatul qadr.
Fi laylatul
qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul khayrun min
laylatul qadri.
Laylatul qadri khayrun min fi shahr. تنزل ملائكة والروح فيها من
بإذني
one minute.
Okay, Kari, Muhammad Kari, can you please read it and we have to start the lesson.
Starting?
Yes, read from the beginning.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله.
No, Muhammad Qari, we are reading Surah Al-Qadr. Where are you?
Inna
a'udhu bismillah.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
Okay, thank you very much. Guys, you have to learn next week and I will listen inshallah. Now no more recitation. We will stop here. We have no time. So today we're going to start new lesson and this is lesson about, say all of you.
Wali.
About what?
Wali Allah.
Friends of Allah.
Okay. The Awliya Allah. You know what does Awliya mean?
Friends.
Oh, there's one friends. More word they use. Sent. Okay.
Special friends. Sent,
or you can say friends.
Special
they are
friends.
People who are close to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They are human. They are like us, but they are very close to Allah. Their heart is very close to Allah. So they have a special dignity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have a special respect. So who are awliya? What are they? What can they do? How somebody became wali? We will know everything. Wali is word. A single word in Arabic and the wali plural is awliya. What is the singular of awliya?
Wali.
Okay. And what is the plural of wali? Awliya. So wali is singular, awliya is plural. The meaning is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright. So next slide we going. Okay, so look at these domes and can anybody reply to me? What are those? If you remember something after seeing this picture.
Sir, one is of Ghaus-e-Azam and the second, and another one is of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala.
Okay, very good, mashallah. So these are the domes actually when Awliya Allah, you know, they are famous people and when they pass away, people bury them. So many people, they visit their graves. So they want shadow there. That's why they make dome there. And also it looks different than other graves. So it is for respect. And also it is for getting shed. So people sit there, do zikr, read Quran. So there are small houses, and in this house, their grave, and in the house, there's big dome. So from far away, someone can see it. So first of all, the middle one, which is green one. Anyone who knows whose mazar is it?
Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one which is blue one? Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala. So you know about Ghawse Azam?
Yes.
Anyone knows what was the name of Huzur Ghawse Azam?
Abdul Qadir Jilani.
Abdul Qadir Jilani. Very good. So he's the head of Awliya. And someone know what is the white and black, the small dome which is at the bottom?
Allah
Hazrat Rahmatullahi. There are many other domes. So there are many domes, many gumbad are there. So gumbad is domes. So you can see there, mostly they are the mazarat and they are the graves of Awliya Ikram. Some of them are in Pakistan, some of them in India, some of them in Baghdad, some of them in Turkey, some of them in different part of the world. So everywhere you go, you will find saint and friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just move to next slide. Yeah. So in Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has described and He has mentioned His awliya. This is Surah Yunus, which is 10th chapter of Quran. In this, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the blessing of awliya and signs of awliya and their reward. Okay? So I will ask somebody to read these three ayahs, 62, 63, and 64. Okay, who is going to? Abir Arif, go ahead. Okay.
Sir Muhammad Qari.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Allazina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا
بشرى it's not بشرى please correct it بشرى
لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم
good mashallah so here you see أولياء الله Awliya, friends, and Allah, the friends of Allah, okay? So we are friends of Allah. We want to be friends of Allah, okay? Khawf meaning, you know, the fear, okay? So what is the meaning of these three ayat? Inshallah, we're going to learn in the next slide, please. And who wants to read it? Just raise your hand.
Muhammad Qari.
Raise your hand, I will choose. Okay, I'm choosing new. Okay, Safiya Jahan, can you please read it? Only one ayat, 62.
Say he, indeed upon the friends of Allah is neither any fear nor any grief. The friends of Allah are the best in creation.
Okay, can I ask Zainab Masood read it again? The yellow part. No reply.
Recite the verse of Quran. Allah is beginning.
Loudly.
Sir Aruj, can I read?
Okay, fast, read loudly.
Recite the verse of Quran. Allah, beginning with the name of the most gracious, the most merciful. Pay heed Indeed, upon the friends of Allah is neither any fear nor any grief. The friends of Allah are the best in the creation. 62. Those who have accepted faith and practice piety, 63, there are good tidings for them in the life of this world and in the hereafter. The words of Allah cannot change. This is the supreme success.
Very good, mashallah. So the time is less. I will just explain quickly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah inna awliya Allah. Pay heed. Indeed, the friends of Allah, neither any fear nor any grief. They don't fear to anyone. When we look up around us, we fear. Always we fear. Oh, what will happen with coronavirus? Oh, what will happen? There is thief coming. What will happen? There is my car has no petrol. What will happen if I struck in the jungle? So, awliya ikram, their quality, they don't fear anybody. They don't fear anyone. They only fear Allah. And they don't have any grief. They don't become sad. Okay? If something happened, they're happy. If something gone, they're happy. If they lose something, they are still happy. And they trust everything is from Allah. So they always happy on the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their main sign. Next, ayah 63, Surah Yunus, Allah says, who are the awliya? The one who accepted faith and practiced piety. Okay? So the one who accept faith, like one who become Muslim, one who become Mu'min, one who is sahib iman. All right? Can any kafir become wali?
Not at all, sir.
Can any non-Muslim become wali?
Yes.
No, sir.
No.
Okay. So first condition, he must be Muslim, and not only Muslim, but he must practice piety. Piety is taqwa. Taqwa, what is taqwa? Everything which Allah says, follow it. And everything which Allah asks you to stop, you stop. So they pray, even cold, even hot, even any situation, they do not miss any prayer. They do not miss any good deed. They love Allah. We pray, maybe if we fear somebody, we follow our parent, but they pray for sake of Allah. Okay? Everything they do, they for sake of Allah. And they do not waste their time. Next thing, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, there are good tidings for them. Like they have good news. Always Allah give them good news. Basharat, good news. Alright? And they always make people happy. They talk people about Jannat. They talk people about reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, they are the successful and they are supreme. We go next slide. So in these three ayats, Surah Yunus 62, 63 and 64, there's shan of awliya ikram, which was mentioned. And now there's one hadith. There are many hadith, but I'm just quoting one hadith sharif. And this hadith is different from other hadith. This is hadith Qudsi. What it is?
Hadith
Qudsi. Okay. Anyone know the difference between Hadith and Hadith Qudsi? No. So Hadith Qudsi is something, okay, from Allah. Like Quran is from Allah. But it is written in the Quran. Hadith Qudsi, it is something which is from Allah, but it is not written in the Quran. But it was said to our Prophet, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he delivered to people. All right, this whole hadith is Qudsi. Okay, like saying of Allah, but the words and tongue of Prophet. Understand that thing called hadith is Qudsi. I hope you have understood the difference between regular hadith sharif and between hadith is Qudsi. Okay, so yes, this is hadith sharif. I will ask. Mukhtar is here.
Yes, sir. Mukhtar is here.
Okay, Mukhtar, come on, go ahead and read this hadith quick.
Okay. Hadith Qudsi. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah the Mighty, Almighty has said, whoever acts with enmity towards a closest servant of mine, Wali, I will indeed declare war against him. Nothing endures my servant to me than doing of what I have made obligatory upon him to do, and my servants continue to draw near to me with supplicatory nafil prayers so that I should love him. When I love him, I shall be his hearing with which he shall hear, his sight with which he shall see, his hand with which he shall hold, and his feet with which he shall walk. And if he asks something of me, I shall surely give it to him. And if he takes refuge in me, I should certainly grant him it. Al-Bukhari.
Thank you so much. This is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, and the narrator is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, which in Allah says, if somebody is enemy of my wali, then I will announce war against him. So if there is any wali, do not go against him. Do not talk bad about any wali, okay? That's the first message. Second message, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying one became wali. He's saying, first thing, he is always praying the farz namaz. Okay, farz namaz is 5. Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. But not only enough for him farz namaz, he always practiced nawafil. He practiced tahajjud, he practiced awabin, he practiced taraweeh, he practiced so many nafil. And always he's coming nearer to me by nafil. And one day, he is most close to me and I make him my friend. When he become my friend, I become his hand. So he work, he find my power. I become his eyes. Like I become his eyes means Allah give him a special power. When he looked, he doesn't look like us. He looked beyond us. Okay. He looked beyond the limit. Okay. And when he hears beyond the limit. Like his power become higher. Without any device, without any phone, without any internet connection. Okay? Like many karamat of awliya ikram. So inshallah, one day we'll discuss more. So the and Allah says, when he asks me something, I give him. Like whenever he makes dua, Allah never rejects his dua. And there are many, many ahadith. And there are many blessing of awliya ikram. So this is the first main point was discussed here. Do not go against of any wali. Second thing, one become wali after praying farz and after praying nawafil. If somebody is missing salah and he give a statement that I am wali, can he be wali?
No, sir.
No. So first thing, he must be have taqwa. And taqwa comes after namaz, after following shariat. Okay? If somebody is not praying, somebody is sitting and smoking and have long hairs and wearing 10 rings in his hand and not having any bath, and he said, I'm wali. No, he's not wali. So avoid to go to him and do not trust those people. We go next slide, inshallah, and we learn what are the signs of awliya ikram. Okay, so continue just all of them, please. Thank you. So this is awliya ikram. I will ask who gonna read this. Please raise your hand.
Ma'am, Muhammad Qari.
Okay, go ahead fast.
Awliya Allah, based on three verses and this hadith Qudsi, we can say that the concept of waliya comprises of the following: honesty and sincerity, the love of Allah, belief or faith in Allah and His messengers, submission to His will, fearing of Allah.
Okay, so these are the signs we have learned from those ayah, from the big Surah Yunus, from the Hadith Qudsi. One thing, they have honesty, okay? They are sahib-e-iman. They are mukhlis, okay? They are speaking truth. And always they love Allah, okay? They believe in Allah, they believe in the messenger, they're happy with Allah's decision, and they fear always from Allah. Next slide. Okay, they are the main three signs which are for friends of Allah. So the first right side orange box, I will ask to read. Okay, ABC, can you read it?
Sir Zainab.
Okay, fast go.
Three signs of a wali, friend of Allah. They do not talk much. We are accounted for every word we utter. That is why the people who are very close to Allah do not engage in talkativeness. They only talk when necessary and they speak truth. In their silence, they are remembering Allah. They
okay,
have...
No, stop it, stop it. Okay, so this part is very important. They don't talk too much. This is one sign of Awliya Ikram. They do not talk too much. They talk only when they need it. It's not like every time talking. There's no use of talk, but still we talk. Awliya is not like that. They only talk when they're necessary to talk and they speak truth. Okay, the second sign of Awliya Ikram. Who
Sir, Arooj, please.
Arooj, you got chance before. I want somebody else new.
Sir, Muhammad Qari.
Qari, you got the chance. Please don't offer now. Okay, Rabia. Not ready. If you're not ready, please don't raise your hand. Faraz, please.
Yes, sir. Sir, which one? Third
paragraph? The middle one. Middle.
Okay, sir. They have taqwa, piti. The Holy Quran says those who have accepted faith and practice piti, Surah Yunus, taqwa has many meanings. Faith conscious of Allah. The friends of Allah are constantly thinking about the hereafter. They constantly think about death and heaven and hell.
Thank you so much. So, next thing, they sign they have taqwa. Taqwa means they fear Allah Azza wa Jal and they always conscious that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is there. And they never forget this, okay? Time is short. Okay, who's going to read the next one? Okay, Safa.
Sir, I'll be ready.
Safa, Ikra, quick.
Yes, sir. Yes. They do not eat much. For a person who... They do not eat much. For a person who constantly remembers Allah that day of resurrection, heaven and hell, food is the last of his provision. That is because they are too afraid of their creator or to have appeared to and to adjure for their meeting with him as SWT and paradise.
Okay, fine, thank you. So, guys, you can see this PowerPoint. Frozby maybe will send you so you can read it properly. We can go next slide. So, this is their sign. They don't talk too much. They don't eat too much. Okay. They live life, but they're not like us. You know, everything they want. Okay. They want to change mind quickly. I want pizza today. I want this today. I want this today. No. They just eat, which is enough for them, and they're happy with this. Okay? So, what does Wali mean? Now, I will ask the fast reader, Tasmiya Qazi Qaz.
The plural of Wali is Awliya. It is an Arabic word.
Thank you. Wait, please. Tasmiya, can you please
Awliya
wait?
Allah. Therefore,
okay. Can I ask Faraz, please?
Sir Arooj.
Okay, Arooj.
Sir Muhammad Qari.
The plural of Wali is Awliya. It is an Arabic word meaning friend. Awliya Allah. Therefore, means friends of Allah Almighty. To become a friend to Allah isn't something you just do. Allah honors certain people. Some from birth and others due to their deeds. Here are some characteristics of the awliya. Awliya.
Okay, the plural is the awliya and wali is singular. The people who loves Allah. We go next slide. Okay, what is karamat? Have you heard this word? What is karamat?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay, did you know what is mu'jiza?
America.
You know what is mu'jiza?
Yes.
Mu'jiza is something extraordinary act from Prophet's life. But if any Aliyah Ikram, they do any extraordinary act, we call it karamat. Okay? So, karamat, Abdul Sami, can you read it?
Hiya Gulare.
Varisha, can you read it?
Sir, can I read Muhammad Qari?
Muhammad Qari, you want to take time. I'm looking for new people, please.
Can I read?
Dad, can I read?
Sir, can I read?
Can I read Harman?
Thank you. So any miracle which is extraordinary act from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, act by Prophet, it is called mu'jiza. And if any extraordinary act done from awliya, it is called karamat. We go next slide. Okay. So one of the saints of Allah is Hazrat Khwaja Muinuddin Chishti. You know where was Khwaja Muinuddin Chishti passed away?
Yes.
It is in India and it is in Ajmer. So he is the one of the famous wali in the India, and he converted many people in Islam, more than 10 million people, and he was the saint of Allah. He is also known as Gharib Nawaz, which means the one who helping poor. So, and he is the head of Chishti Silsila, and many followers are there. And in every 6th of Rajab, people, they gather to his Mazar Sharif and they make Niyaz and they make Fatiha. Fatiha is something you always pray for Awliya Ikram, okay? And for Isale Sawab, if you distribute some food, this is called Niyaz, okay? So this is Khwaja Gharib Nawaz and Khwaja Muinuddin Chishti Rahmatullah Alayh. Time is less, but still I will give chance to Muhammad Qari to read it.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Sir, if a scholar is good and they don't show any karamat, does it mean that they're not waliullah?
No, it's fine. Karamat is extra sign. It's not compulsory, okay? Even if it doesn't have any karamat, it's fine. So he's wali. So come on, go next slide, please. Okay, some of the awliya which I put some names. If you know anyone, you can add. So the head of awliya, the head of awliya, it is Huzur Sayyiduna Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And next name, can you read all of you?
Khwaja Muinuddin Chishti.
Khwaja Muinuddin Chishti.
Next.
Khwaja
Ali Ghanbakhsh.
Next.
Allah Hazrat.
Next.
Khwaja Nizamuddin Awliya.
Do you know any other wali? Please say name.
Khadim
Hussain Rizvi Sahab.
Yeah, Alauddin.
Okay, Khadim Rizvi Sahab also, mashallah, wali. Yeah, good. Okay, anybody else?
Data Ali Gan.
Okay. Okay, next. It is already
Fayaz Ahmed Uwaisi.
Good, mashallah.
Ed Baghdadi.
Okay. Okay, there are many awliya ikram. We go next slide. If you have any question. No question. Okay, one thing more. People, when they go Mazar Sharif, we are allowed to make Fatiha, but we are not allowed to make Sajda. Sajda is only for Allah Azza wa Jal, okay?
Yes.
If somebody is making Sajda to any human, he's doing the haram stuff. And if he's thinking the niyat of worshipping, then it is kufr and it is shirk. So, yes, okay, making sajda to any mazar, it is not allowed. And also when you go mazar, we have to go with respect and stay away from the Kabar Sharif and do Fatiha, make dua, this is fine. No music, no doll, you know, these things people do, they do drumming and these stuff, they all are wrong. And just make Fatiha and you can distribute food to people and no need to buy shawls to put on graves, okay? There is one shawl, that is enough, one chadar is enough. And some people, they keep buying the chadars and they put on the qabr, 1, 2, 3, and sometimes it becomes more than 100, 200, 300. And there's no need of it. Awliya Ikram, they don't need your chadar. They need the dua, they need you pray, you do something good and you follow their example. This is the Awliya Ikram, what they want from us. Okay? So thank you so much for understanding. Inshallah, I will be doing the quiz.
Hope sir, my well. Grandfather, his teacher was a wali.
MashaAllah, Muhammad Qari. MashaAllah, your grandfather was wali. So that is good news, MashaAllah. May Allah make all of us wali. So please get ready for the quiz. Allah Hafiz.
Can you please go to the link I've sent you in the chat and quickly join? Almost, mashallah, we have 25 participants, so at least 20 plus we can see.
Just a minute.
A few more, please. It's still only 18.
Sorry, one more minute.
And I would request to mute yourself, everyone, please. Thank you. Okay, 21. Can we have at least 2, 3 more? Because we had 26 and say at least we can go 23. Has everyone joined?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, so alhamdulillah, we have 23 participants. So let us start the quiz. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And you can remain mute. Don't say a wrong answer. What is the plural of wali? Is it Ambiya, is it Awliya, or is it Asfiya? So, Kulsum, you did not answer. Please answer. Maria Asif, please answer. You have got One second and the
last time. Sir, I answered.
All right.
Sir, I answered.
Okay. Okay, mashallah, that's good. One or two we had wrong. So the plural of wali is awliya. Okay, the singular word is wali. And the plural is awliya.
Awliya.
Okay, good, mashallah. Let's get to the next question. What does wali mean? Is the person who is close to Allah, or the person who reads more books, or the person you see with long hair? Come on, you got last 1 second. Okay, Zainab Sayyid. Zainab, Hassan and Maria Asif, good. You're on top three. Oh, mashallah. Very good. Everyone almost has done it right. Okay, so what does wali mean? The one who is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as the wali. And wali is what? Friend of Allah. All right? It does not mean that the person who reads more books is wali. No. Right? Let's go to the next question.
First.
Did you all see the question?
Yes, sir.
Did you all saw that question?
Yes, sir. We have answered
sir,
also.
Sir, we have answered also.
Okay. Unfortunately, my screen went black and I cannot see anything. Can I just restart this one? This question?
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
Okay, sir.
Oh, it's okay. If you have all answered, I'll just go to the next question. But I don't know. My screen did not show me anything. So we'll go to the next question, right? Okay, we'll go to the next question. As you can see, my screen might be blank. Well, I'm again sorry, got some technical issues. So,
you can go on next
sir,
question.
You can restart it.
Sir, actually, you can stop your screen share. It might stop.
Sir, you can also restart this question.
I mean, I don't know. If I interrupt, then we might have to start from beginning. Sorry. Let's go to the
next question. Move on next question.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Teacher, sir, for us it is not showing that after we write the answer, it is not showing the positions for us.
Okay, now I don't know what went wrong.
We can move on next question.
Sir, for us, it's not showing the marks also. It's stuck.
Sir, but it's showing the position.
No, but it's not showing it is wrong or correct.
Okay.
It's not showing it's wrong or correct, but the position is being shown.
It is also not showing the score also.
It's stronger or less, it will show little while later.
If you allow me, I will just exit. And then we can restart, okay?
Yes, sir.
So, sir, are you supposed to join in the same pool?
Let's see. It has changed, right?
It might.
Okay, I'll just copy link and I will send you all in the chat box. I hope this time it works okay. You can see a quiz on your screen, on the shared screen or no?
Yes, sir.
No, sir, I can't see.
Yes, sir, the screen is not shared.
Sir, it's not shared.
Yes, sir, now it's shared.
Okay.
Click
good.
On the link, it's there in the chat.
Further on the 9/20/21/20 other players.
Okay, a few more. I think there were 23, so please fast. I mean, is everyone done?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Those who have joined, it's okay. But I'm asking done. The one those who could not join.
Done.
All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us start this time. Hopefully, it works well. What is the plural of wali? Zaina, you did not answer. Please answer.
Sir, I have answered.
Zaina, you joined two times?
Yes.
Okay, good. MashaAllah. Ruj first, Maria Sif second. Oh, it was too fast. I could not read. But still somebody made a small mistake. Ambia. No, it's not Ambia. It's Aulia. Okay, remember. Let's go to the next one. What does Wali mean? The person who is close to Allah, the person who reads more books, the person who has long hair. Still two more to answer. Let's see, leaderboard. Okay, Maria, Zainab, Hassan. Okay, Uruj went on fourth position. It's okay. Okay, someone again tick the person who has long hair. It's not a right answer. Okay, the person who is close to Allah is known as Wali. Okay, next question, please, on your screen. What are the signs of awliya? More travel, avoid to get married, stay alone. Or the one who read more, eat healthy food, make more exercises, known as awliya. Or the one who talk less, eat less, and sleep less, and has taqwa. Muhammad Ubaid, you did not answer. Zaina? Okay, good. It remained unchanged. Maria, Zainab, and Hassan. They are the first three. All right. So let's go to the next question. Which of them is head of awliya? Is Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani? Or is Data Ganj Baksh Ali Hijwiri? Or is Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti? Muhammad Ubaid, he did not answer. Okay, let's see. Okay, good. Hassan, Tuel, Abir Arif, and Zainab. Good, mashallah. So, it is the awliya, the head of awliya is not Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti, is the Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, okay? What happened? Yeah, okay. So it's Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. You know, his Rawza Sharif is in Baghdad.
The next question is in this one.
Oh. Where is the grave of Huzur Ghawsul Azam radiallahu anhu? I just mention this. Let's see. Hassan, Abir, and Zaina. Okay, Muhammad Qari, you're catching up. You're just 30 points behind. Next time you click fast, inshallah, you will come on third. Okay, so it's not Madinah Sharif, it's not Turkey, okay? The grave of Huzur Ghawsul Azam is in Baghdad Sharif. And the country is which country? Baghdad is capital is of?
Iraq.
Yes, very good. Baghdad is capital of Iraq, okay?
Yes, sir.
What does niyaz mean? We all know we eat it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is it like any sweets and halwa we call it niyaz? Or the food prepared to send sawab for the fatiha of awliya and etc.? Or it's like any fruit we call is like niyaz? Okay, Hassan 12, mashallah. Okay, so some two of them has made a mistake. No, it's not niyaz. This from any fruit is not called as niyaz. Okay, the one who the foods which is prepared for the fatiha of Isa alayhi salam It's called as the Niyaz. Let's go to the next question. What is Hadith Qudsi means?
Yes.
It's a saying of Awliya, is a saying of prophets, or saying of Allah by words of prophet. I'm sure you were, if you were focusing well, sir has very well explained this point. Okay, let's see. Leaderboard also. And how many did write? Okay, Hassan, Abir, Zaina. Very good. You're maintaining your position. Good. So, saying of Awliya. No. Hadith, whenever you say Hadith, it is always towards prophets. Okay? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hadith Qudsi, this was the answer. The saying of Allah by words of prophets. It is called the Hadith Qudsi. Alright? So, just remember this. What is the respect and reward of Awliya? They do not fear anyone or get sad on the day of judgment, or they get more money, they have more friends. Okay, good, mashallah, everyone maintain good score. Okay, they have more friends? No. What is the respect and reward of Awliya? They do not fear anyone or get sad on the day of judgment. You know, the opening ayat which sir explained, Ala inna awliya Allahi khafun alayhim wa lahim. This means that. Alright, so let's go to the next question. Come on, Muhammad Qari, you are on fourth. You can make it. You can come on third. Which silsila was led by Khaja Moinuddin Chishti Rahmatullah Alayhi? Is it Chishti order? Is it Qadri order? Or is it Naqshbandi order? An Abi Zaina. Okay, Abdul Sami is catching up on the fourth position. Good. So almost yes, but not three of them said Naqshbandi. No, the silsila, the order is Chishti order. Okay, so the Hazrat Khaja Muhyiddin Chishti, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. This is the last chance. This is the last question. Come on. What do we call extraordinary act performed by Awliya? Is it mojaza, is it karama, or is it sihar, like magic? Zainab, you did not answer this. All right, so this was your last, and let's see, Hassan, Abir, and Zaina, and Abdul Sami. Okay, no, it's not Mojaza. Mojaza is by the Prophet.
They're saying
only
for me that I am third.
And Karama, okay, we'll see in a minute. And the Karama, this extraordinary act performed by Awliya is Karama. And they don't do magics. Whatever they do is karama. So we should not call that extraordinary act from an awliya as magic. Okay. Oh, we finish. Okay. Do you want to end the quiz? Yes. Let's see who is where. Okay, Zaina, third position, and Abir, second position, Hassan, 12th position. Congratulations to all of them. Very good. These are the, some of them who did a, all 100% correct. Okay. So who were on the top? Hassan, Abir, and then Zaina, Abdul Sami, Muhammad Qari. So Muhammad Qari, you were on the fifth position, just behind Abdul Sami by 20 points. That's it. All right. So I hope you enjoyed today's session and see you inshallah next week. Okay.
Allah Hafiz, sir.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Allah Hafiz.